Sarah, will you come and... Oh, Sarah's here. Coming to read. There we go. Red microphone. Thank you.
That one working?
I think it is.
Our reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Thank you, Sarah. That's great. Wonderful. Well, we're nearly there now. We've Oh, he's back. Hello, Humphrey.
Hi.
Are you all right?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I've done all right. Apart from I've built a jigsaw, and I've got one missing piece. There's something missing in my jigsaw piece, and I don't know what it is, but. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
I'll tell you what. I was just listening to that reading and...
Listening to the story, yeah?
Yeah. And I had an idea.
What's that?
Well, you're after a missing piece, yeah?
Yeah.
What if... A crazy idea, I know. But what if the missing piece is in that manger right there? What do you think?
There's only Jesus in the manger.
I know. Crazy, I know. But you said about the peace and the peace. So...
Oh, he was right! The missing piece. It is the baby Jesus, and it was in the manger. Let's put it on. I'll just see if it works. I'll just see if that works.
Let's have a look.
Not that way. There it is. There's the missing piece. The missing piece. Oh, thank you. You go and sit back down again for me. Go and sit back down again for me. There. Hey, thank you very much.
That was great,
Humphrey. Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you came back to tell me. Thank you. All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Finding that in the middle, Jesus in the middle, was the missing piece of the jigsaw. And I found that Jesus is the missing piece in a lot of people's lives, actually. See, Christmas is all about a celebration, a birthday party, really. It's a celebration of when Jesus came to earth. It's a celebration of God coming to earth in human form. It said it was the Son of God, and he came down to earth to show us a better way. And it said, and the angels sang this, they said, "Peace to men on earth." And yet Christmas, a lot of the time, is the busiest time of year, isn't it? We all know that as adults, rushing around to get presents, family come in and we're all getting ready for that. And in the midst of all that rushing around, or travelling about, or buying presents, or preparing food and everything else, peace is the last thing that we feel sometimes, isn't it? Isn't that ironic? Because it was all meant to be about peace that came. Jesus came to bring peace into the world. And yet quite often... is the missing piece at the centre. The centrepiece is missing from what Christmas is meant to all be about. And it can be missing in different ways. It can be missing because that missing piece can be missing because people don't know that Jesus came to bring peace in terms of relationship and companionship. There's a lot of people who are lonely in the world, and a lot of people could do with a really good friend, and Jesus is the best friend ever. And they've got that missing piece of relationship with him. There's a lot of people who at times do things wrong. Anyone here ever done anything wrong? Me too. And Jesus came, he said, to die for us on the cross, to take the punishment for our sins, so we can say sorry to God and he will forgive us. And we can have the peace of knowing sins forgiven, knowing things that we've done wrong forgiven. Quite a lot of us here know that peace, but not everyone does. People still carry the guilt of things from the past and don't know the peace that comes from confessing sins, saying sorry to God and knowing his forgiveness. There's a peace that comes from knowing God's provision in our lives. When we're worrying about things and we're bothered about what's going to happen next and are we going to have enough and so on. Just a peace of knowing that God is in control in our lives as well. There's a peace that comes with that. And ultimately, there's the peace of eternal life. There's a lot of people who worry about what happens at the end, what happens at death, at the other end of the scale. And actually, Jesus came so that we could have the peace of knowing there is eternal life with him. Because the Bible says, for all who put their trust in Jesus and believe in him can have eternal life. If we confess our sins, if we say sorry to him and put our trust and believe in him, then we can have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. And there's a great peace that comes with that, that we sometimes forget. So I think Jesus is the missing piece in some people's lives because they've never come into relationship with him. He's been that jigsaw piece, that one piece that was missing. They had a lot of other things, but that piece in their life is missing. And if that's you here this morning, I want to say that's easy to get, that missing piece. He's found in the manger. He was found in Jesus at Christmas time. That's what we're celebrating now. Found in the person of Jesus. And you can read about him in the Bible and talk to us about him if you'd like to know that missing piece in your life, if you feel there's something missed in your life. But also want to remind all of you who are Christians as well already and who know Jesus, don't let Jesus be the missing piece in your Christmas. Keep him at the centre of it. Remember when we did the nativity and everyone forgot Jesus? And right through, we had everything else in the jigsaw apart from Jesus. So in the midst of all the rushing around, let's not forget to make Jesus at the centre. And maybe think of ways in which you can do that this Christmas time to keep him as the centrepiece. Let's pray, shall we, together. Father God, I thank you for sending your son Jesus as we remember it at Christmas time. And Jesus, thank you for coming amongst us. Thank you that you were great joy and peace for men all over and women all over the world. Lord, help us to make sure you're not the missing piece in our Christmas celebrations and particularly in our lives. May we know your peace this Christmas time. And we ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.